While Republicans stress that they're still discussing how to handle the money, leaders were consistent on a few principles. Governor Scott Walker said it did not lessen the need to curb public employee union bargaining rights, and he did not think it was needed to mitigate cuts to schools.
The fact is, we have mitigated the cuts. Overall, we've given local school districts more than enough savings to offset any reductions in state aid collectively across the state of Wisconsin. Those tools need to be there not just for this budget, but they need to be there for the next budget 2 years from now and 4 years from now.
Walker said the money should be used to reduce debt and get the state's fiscal house in order by repaying money the state owes the Patient Compensation Fund, among other bills. Republican Senator Alberta Darling, who co-chairs the legislature's budget committee, agreed.
We're not going to just spend the money. We need to address our debts, and so this isn't a $600 million whirlwind fund that we're going to get to just spend.
But Democrats, including Representative Mark Pocan of Madison, said the increased revenue gave the GOP a chance to reduce some of the cuts to schools, to the University of Wisconsin, and other programs without raising taxes.
I would hope that they would look at the really terrible budget the governor put together, find ways to fix some of those cuts.
Senator Darling said once debt is reduced, the legislature could look at offsetting cuts to programs like senior care, recycling, and local road aids. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.